Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
This is a marathon today. We're not playing games, right?
Donald Trump after midnight in Leesburg, Virginia, and he'll hit five more states the day before the election. Florida, New Hampshire, and North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Hillary Clinton will also hit those three states.
We have to heal this country, and that's going to take everyone.
This is the FBI clears her again just before the election. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, FBI Director James Comey sent a follow-up letter to Congress saying after an expedited review of Clinton's emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop, the FBI's determination not to recommend prosecution still stands. Campaigning in Michigan, Donald Trump said Clinton is guilty and urged supporters to get out the vote.
And now it's up to the American people to deliver justice at the ballot box on November 8th.
A Clinton spokesman says the campaign is glad the issue is resolved, but it could have been settled before the first letter was sent. Dave?
Rachel, just ahead of Election Day, a strike that shut down bus and subway service in Philadelphia has ended. Workers in the transit agency SEPTA agreed to a tentative new contract this morning. Janet Reno died early this morning in Miami, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General.
If the truth shows that I've done something wrong, then I will accept the consequences.
That was Reno in the middle of the controversy surrounding the deadly raid in Waco, Texas in 1993. Reno was 78 and had suffered consequences of Parkinson's disease. They're assessing earthquake damage around Cushing, Oklahoma, where schools are closed the morning after.
I just heard the whole house shaking. I went outside. I heard the rumbling in the ground.
The magnitude 5 quake was felt as far away as Illinois. There is some damage to downtown Cushing. Windows shattered, building facades fell, but so far no problems reported in the huge oil storage facilities there. There are reports of some minor injuries. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that you're probably driving right now. Sitting comfortably behind a wheel with a tasty caffeinated beverage in your cup holder. Well, if you were driving with Uber, you could be earning money right now too. That's because Uber is the ultimate side hustle. Extra cash whenever you want. Earning you can turn on and off, just like your car. This isn't just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Visit uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Open and bookmark. Now, quit fiddling while you drive. OpenRadioAggieland.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made-from-scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
Howdy, I'm former Mayor Ben White, and I, along with all live-in College Station former mayors, support Linda Harvell for City Council Place 3. Linda has a strong commitment to neighborhood integrity and is pro-development. She will guide our city's growth in a smart and sustainable manner, making sure that our existing neighborhoods aren't forgotten along the way. Join me in voting for Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. We need her experience, leadership, and insight. Learn more at votelinda.org.
Paid paid for by the Linda Harvell campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
You don't need an app. You don't need a download. Just click over to RadioAggieland.com.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 67 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The speed limit is going down on Highway 6 in the Twin Cities. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced their crews will start changing signs to 70 miles per hour from the OSR exit to College Station South City limits starting this morning. This ends almost 4 years of a 75-mile-per-hour speed limit along the affected 20-mile area. Election Day in Brazos County also means the start of a petition drive outside the 26 voting centers.
A committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency will be collecting signatures from those interested in creating a Brazos County Community College taxing district. Committee co-chairman Andrew Nelson says they also continue to talk with Blinn College about supplying locally based workforce training.
They're a partner in our community, and we're going to continue to be talking with them before we make a final decision. And until we do make that final decision, we've got to keep really just preserve those options.
Nelson says signatures of at least 10% of Brazos County voters, which would be close to 11,000, have to be submitted to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board by its January meeting. The response from Blinn College states, in part, a new community college represents an unnecessary burden for local taxpayers and a step backward for local educational services. Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland, whose district includes the 29th and Villa Maria campus, wants the RVP committee and an upcoming council meeting.
I say these guys are working hard, and it ain't broke. Leave them alone. Try to work with them.
More information's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More than 40% of Brazos County's registered voters participated in early voting. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says almost 42,000 went to the 5 voting centers the last 2 weeks. More than a third, more than 16,000, voted at the College Station Utilities Meeting Room. Election Day voting is from 7 until 7. More information is online at brazosvotes.org. College Station police received a report of a 7-year-old autistic boy who was last seen Saturday night on Dominick between Munson and Westover. After CSPD issued a public notice yesterday morning, it took just over 1 hour to find the youngster. He was in the game room of a fraternity house on Athens. 3 College Station police vehicles were struck by a pickup by an accused drunk driver Saturday during the midnight hour. The patrol units, which were unoccupied, were parked with its lights flashing at the scene of a crash near Northgate at University in Polo. 21-year-old Colin Weiss of College Station is accused of driving through reflective cones before striking the police vehicles. No information was released about the first collision. Bryan police responded to reports of armed robberies at 3 convenience stores in a 5-hour period Friday night. At Cash's Food Mart, Mini Mart, and Bryan Food Mart, 1 to 2 men entered the store, displayed guns, and ran off with an undisclosed amount of money. BPD is also investigating a holdup that took place Saturday night at the Valero Corner Store at William Joel Bryan and the Freeway. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 67 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Cropping up at Normanton Tractor, that means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595. $25 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Okay, it's 6:10, but you've probably already gone through that exercise, right? All right, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Lots of cloudiness for the area for today. We'll see whether or not we can get some showers and thunderstorms to develop. Right now, there's heavy weather from the Houston area on towards the Louisiana border, but that's lifting off towards the north and east. Temperatures today, 75 to 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm overnight, 60 to 65. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance for a shower or thunderstorm, 70 to 75. It's partly sunny, 70 to 75 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I've got a look at how things played out for your high school football teams in the Brazos Valley. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Aggies' loss to Mississippi State. In A&M volleyball, the Aggies are on a five-match winning streak after their win over Tennessee. And in the NFL, Dak Prescott led the Cowboys to another win over the Cleveland Browns. It's a Monday, isn't it?
Who?
All the details are coming up.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Their name.
They're still winless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, Cleveland? The Cleveland Browns are winless?
Gosh. Isn't that weird, right? Well, in other news.
What are the chances of that happening?
The sky's blue. Yeah. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Man in China thought that he'd be pulling off a jewelry heist in a store there. He thought he would basically do the heist of the century. This was going to be a big deal.
All right.
He was going to go down in history. In the middle of the day, the crook walked into the store, went behind the counter, and started dumping trays of diamonds into a bag. He was shocked when security people nabbed him.
Did he do this like in the middle of the day?
Middle of the day, exactly. He walked right in because, see, just minutes before, he drank this tea that they told him would make him invisible.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, what a surprise.
Yeah, he was shocked. He thought he'd already spent the money.
Buyer beware.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Instead, it made him stupid.
Yeah. He must have got the bad batch.
That's it, yeah. Oh, you drank from that cup. Oh, no.
Oh, that's the stupid tea.
Yeah, exactly. So, good for you. We'll see you in the Hooskow.
We're all out of invisibility.
Yeah,
too,
sorry. It's morning meeting.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
There you go, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:13. So I was almost late to work today.
Were you really?
Yeah, I just futzing around the house.
You're supposed to be early to work on this kind of daylight saving time.
I know, but that's okay. This is supposed to hit us like, what is supposed to hit us like today that we're going to be tired? Is that right?
It hit me yesterday.
Oh, did it?
Last night.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, they tell us that there's certain things, daylight saving time, different groups take the opportunity to remind you to do something that you don't normally do. And so you tie it to that. And I think fire, checking your smoke alarms.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that they tell you to do. Because now, for instance, you know, our phones and the computers and everything, they update themselves.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I have, you know, I had to change the time on the microwave and change the time on the oven.
Well, then that's where you get confused is your phone changes. Yeah. But then you walk into the kitchen and you're like, wait, what did I do?
Yeah.
What time is it? What world have I stepped into?
I don't know where I am.
But for all the years that we've been doing this, there apparently is one thing that they ask us to do that's on the list today that I had never heard them say before, which is rather quaint. Today is a reminder to fill your staplers day.
Interesting.
Usually I just fill it when it's empty.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking. It's not like, which makes me tend to think, What, are we not using staplers as much as we used to? You only have to fill them up every 6 months.
Right. I can't tell you the last time I used a stapler.
Well, see, and that's the other thing.
Well, and then another thing, too, is it's not like you're ever going to be in an emergency situation where you've run out of staples.
I don't think so.
Like, you got time to refill it if it runs out.
Probably so. But anyway, put it on your list when you get to your cubicle today if you happen to have a stapler. Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. That's rather specific.
Interesting.
It's International Merlot Day.
Okay.
All right. And it's Traffic Directors Day. Traffic Directors Day. So now let me see.
We've got some interesting traffic stories
today. Yeah, that's for sure. So, this apparently takes you to the website of the Traffic Directors Guild of America.
I didn't know there was a guild.
I didn't either. It says about us, but I just assume not. welcome to the website of the Traffic Directors Guild of America. Huh. Radio TV industry headlines. Let's click there and see what we get.
All right.
Oh, we have to register.
Oh,
which means then we'd probably get spammed for one more thing.
Yep.
Then Mr. Downs would be in going, all right, why are we getting emails from the traffic directors. It's that kind of traffic director.
Like our commercials,
yeah.
Right? That's what I was thinking.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I wasn't. I was thinking about on the road.
I was too, Scott.
All right, yeah, that's okay. Well, there. See,
that shows where my brain is as production director
here as
well.
That's Brad's world, exactly. So he does deal with that. So, well, that's good then. You can go and tell them, look, we actually have an organization and you could join if you
want
to.
You can join it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We got birthdays.
Lorde is 20 today.
Really?
She did the song Royals and all that stuff. Adam Devine is 33. He's hilarious. He's from Workaholics.
Oh, he's so funny.
So funny guy. Pitch Perfect and Modern Family and stuff. Just very funny guy. Yoon-jin Kim is 43. She was from Lost. She played Sun.
Okay.
Morgan Spurlock, 46. The documentary Super Size Me didn't kill him. He's still alive.
He is.
Christopher Knight is 59. He was Peter on the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Pretty cool. King Kong Bundy, 59.
Really?
Yep. Big old wrestler guy. And we're at work. Yeah, exactly. Joni Mitchell, 73 today.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Yeah. Johnny Rivers is 74, secret agent man himself.
Gee whiz, yeah. He had used to have a lot of hits back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Billy Graham, 98 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Judy Tenuta, whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
Who is she?
Oh, no. She was a comedian. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, long time ago. But, I mean, she's apparently not that funny anymore. So.
Yeah.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We know the Justice Department under Loretta Lynch has been colluding with the Clinton campaign. We know that the guy that kept John Podesta out of jail, Kadzig, well, he's colluding with the Clinton campaign. We know the State Department has colluded with the Clinton campaign. We know Obama's colluding with the Clinton campaign. Very interesting how both Barack Obama yesterday and Hillary Clinton today are trying to tie Donald Trump to the KKK.
Same character.
Don't even play it. He's not worthy of our time. A guy that hung out with Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, unrepentant domestic terrorist. We're going to get lectures from him. Hillary Clinton, who said that the former Klansman, Robert KKKKK Byrd, is her mentor. We're going to take lectures from her.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, by now you've heard me talking about the most fun, the most clever party game my family's ever played. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Well, now there's a reason I keep talking about it, because it's just fun. Now, we play the game, and it's really cool to watch. Everyone gathers around the table. Now, it's fast-paced. It's a fun game. Your entire family can play and enjoy. And as soon as you start playing, a miracle happens. People put down their gadgets, their phones, their iPads, and they start talking to each other. What a miracle. Next thing you know, the room is filled with cheers and laughter and memories are being created. Now, I don't know any other game that does that and brings families together like Wits and Wagers. You're going to create memories for a lifetime. It's a big hit. And one reason is that anybody, any age can win. So get the game that we love to play at the Hannity household. It's called Wits and Wagers Party Game. It's a huge hit. You'll find it anywhere. You can get it at a Target, Toys R Us, and Barnes & Noble. The best, most fun game you've ever played. Wits and Wagers. Wits and Wagers.
I'm Andrew Nelson, and I'd like to serve as your next mayor of Bryan. I've lived in the Brazos Valley most of my life. I have almost 3 decades of private sector business experience and 6 years serving on city committees, including the Bryan Business Council and Comprehensive Planning. I've volunteered and supported many charitable causes in our community, including Brazos Valley Cares, which raises money in support of local veterans. I'm a fair, independent thinker. I'm Andrew Nelson, running for mayor, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley, from where to go to take in our extensive arts scene, or where to go for a vigorous workout. This magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
And now another Did You Know Minute presented by the Grimes County Republican Party.
Did you know in 1957 and 1959, Republican President Dwight Eisenhower proposed civil rights bills strengthening the rights of African Americans to vote. Senate Democrats filibustered the bills and watered them down. In 1959, when Southern Democrats demanded that anyone who violated the new civil rights bill should be tried before all-white Southern juries, Republican Vice President Richard Nixon gave the deciding Senate vote to kill the Southern Amendment. Southern Democrats who opposed desegregation included former Ku Klux Klan Senator Robert Byrd and Alabama Governor George Wallace. On November 8th, remember to vote Republican.
This Did You Know Minute was paid for by the Grimes County Republican Party, Marilyn Schultz, Treasurer.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Well, hopefully you didn't show up to work an hour earlier today, because this weekend we did experience daylight saving time. And you'd think that setting clocks back and giving everyone an extra hour of sleep would be a good thing, but apparently not everybody loves to do it. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Now, according to a new survey, 49% of people say they hate when we set the clocks back. 2/3 of people actually say it makes them sleepier since it starts getting dark earlier. I'm actually someone who experienced that last night. The survey also found the top 5 things we do once it starts getting darker earlier. For instance, 59% of us say we watch more TV, while 41% of us spend more time on the internet. 40% of us decorate our houses, I don't know, maybe because of Christmas time. 36% of us actually use the fireplace for a fire. That sounds pretty nice. Starts getting colder. While 34% of us read more books. This all makes sense since those are indoor activities and it's dark outside. Oh, and 4% of people actually get so depressed after the time changes, they call their therapist. This is actually known as seasonal affective disorder, and it's where you get depressed based on the season. To stave off that sort of thing, maybe focus this year on trying to do things outside of your house, even though it's dark. Or you could just light a fire in your fireplace and relax like 36% of us. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
Your home will sparkle with holiday magic this season when it's professionally decorated by Green Teams. For over 15 years, Green Teams has designed and installed beautiful and unique holiday decor. Select from a portfolio of design ideas, or Green Teams can tailor to your specific home. Just leave all the work to Green Teams. Installations begin the week before Thanksgiving, so call today to ensure the best availability. 823-7551. Green Teams Interiorscape. 823-7551.
551.
Shingo with your money now. HSBC shares are rallying in response to quarterly profit results after the British banking giant underwent a radical cost-cutting exercise. Profit rose 7% to $5.5 billion, beating analysts' expectations. HSBC last year announced a radical overhaul to cut annual costs by $5 billion over 2 years by getting rid of 50,000 jobs worldwide, exiting unprofitable businesses, and focusing more on Asia. A team of scientists working for De Beers is scrambling to stave off a threat that could hurt the luster of natural mined diamonds, high-quality man-made stones. Today's Wall Street Journal says in the past few years, lab-grown diamonds have become indistinguishable from natural diamonds to the naked eye and are growing in sales. While still a fraction of the market, synthetic gems could account for nearly one-tenth of rough diamond sales within 5 years, according to Morgan Stanley. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply higher open. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000?
So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4 for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW 626. So we've told you before that buying furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations is different than it is anyplace else. And the reason is because we're talking furniture that is handcrafted, bench built by Amish craftsmen. And then it's actually brought down here so that it can be put into your home, your office, wherever. So in other words, you don't do it right away. You just don't get it done that way. That's not the way they do things at Amish Furniture for Generations. But this is a special time of year, obviously, because the holidays are coming up. And when the holidays come up, that means that you, well, you know, you're looking for something special for somebody, and you kind of want to walk out with it right now if you possibly can. And so, as a result, Amish Furniture for Generations does have items that are, well, made for your home, to be used in the home, or for the home of the person who you're giving the gift to. So you will actually, this time of year, be able to walk out with things that normally you wouldn't be able to because they're accent pieces and things that make them kind of special. So if you're looking for something for a special person this time of year, then Amish Furniture for Generations has some things for you to have a look at. So why don't you stop in and see them? They're located next to the down on Boonville Road, just down from the Kroger. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. So, Brad, it's 627, and we seem to be having some problems with our wire ready.
What?
If that makes any sense. What I'm basically telling you is I can't load any programs.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it's really not. So let me see. I'm going to try one more time. We're going to try to wake it up and see if it'll do what it needs to do because, you know, if we can't play any programs and we just do commercials and have to BS the rest of the time. And between us,
you know, who wants to hear that?
Well, really? I know. Well, I mean, you know, we could talk a little bit, or we can play some commercials. But in the meantime, you know, it's more important. So, how much rain did you guys get?
Man,
I couldn't even go on my second walk yesterday because of the rain.
Well, and again, I got about 2 inches at my house, and it came down hard.
It really did.
Mm-hmm. And actually, it looked to me like up in the northern part of the county, they even got heavier rain than we did, if that's possible. But it's we've been needing it, and it's, I guess I can probably, hey, gosh, Scott, why don't you do the weather now? Wow, what a great idea that'd be, wouldn't it?
Novel.
Actually tell people. All right, anyway, 77 is going to be our high temperature today, and They say we've still got a 50-50 chance of showers today, so we'll see what happens. 77 again with the high, then tonight 63 with a 30% chance of rain. And then the temps will be probably right around 70 for the rest of the week, and so think about that. And remember, on Friday it's Veterans Day, so you know for that reason and the fact that some other things may be closed. And 67 right now. Okay, we're going to try one more time and see if that's going to work. And it's really not. So, Brad, I'm going to have you come over here. We'll do something you should know after that. If you're ready to do the news, or can you do the news now?
I am ready to do the news.
It's live radio. Here we go.
Okay. WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 67 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma. CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Election Day voters in Brazos County will not only encounter signs and volunteers for local races, but those collecting signatures to create a new community college taxing district.
A committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency, co-chaired by Andrew Nelson, says the petition drives in addition to continuing talks with Blinn College about supplying locally-based workforce training.
We also are continuing to preserve the option of having a separate college district in the community. That separate district could mean many things. It could mean a separate community college, but that's probably not the first option. Probably wouldn't be an option. Probably it really is more of a matter of taking direct governance or control through a taxing district.
The response from Blinn College states in part, a new community college represents an unnecessary burden for local taxpayers and a step backward for local educational services. A Blinn College supporter is Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland, whose district includes the 29th and Villa Maria campus.
They perform a tremendous function for us. And for somebody else, for them to say that they're not doing what they've asked to do, I don't think that's true.
Nelson says to preserve the option of local control, they must submit at the January meeting of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board signatures of at least 10% of Brazos County voters, which would be close to 11,000. More comments from Nelson and Sutherland, along with statements from the RVP and Blinn, are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
2 weeks of early voting in Brazos County wrapped up Friday with almost 42,000 participating. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says more than 16,000 went to the College Station Utilities meeting room. Almost 10,000 voted at the Texas A&M Memorial Student Center. Nearly 8,000 went to the Brazos County Administration Building. More than 5,000 went to Arena Hall, and just over 2,000 voted at Galilee Baptist Church. More information about Election Day voting, which is from 7 until 7, is online at brazosvotes.org. U.S. Senator John Cornyn will be in the Twin Cities this Friday for two appearances as the featured speaker at a Chamber of Commerce membership luncheon and participating at the Veterans Day program at Veterans Park. During a stop in Austin, Cornyn says he has finished campaigning, and addressing a Texas Civil Justice League luncheon, he talked about tomorrow's election without ever mentioning Donald Trump's name.
People are scratching their heads and wondering how we got here. Regardless of who's elected president, we're still going to have to govern, and that means that we're going to have to try to work together the best we can.
As for a potential terror threat from Al-Qaeda tomorrow, Cornyn's advice was, if you see something, say something. College Station police made a DWI arrest after three unoccupied patrol vehicles were struck during the investigation of a crash Saturday during the midnight hour at University in Polo. 21-year-old Colin Weiss of College Station is accused of driving a pickup through all reflective traffic cones before striking the vehicles that had the emergency lights on to block two eastbound lanes of University. Weiss was taken to a local hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries before he was arrested. According to a CSPD statement, a fire engine and an ambulance were already on the scene assisting with the first crash, but no details were released about that collision. At least four Bryan convenience stores were held up by armed robbers during the weekend. The most recent was Saturday night just before 11 at the Valero Corner Store at William Joel Bryan in the freeway. There were three holdups in a five-hour period Friday night, first at Cash's Food Mart on MLK, followed by a call to the Mini Mart on South College, and then a robbery at Bryan Food Mart. Just over an hour after College Station police asked for help yesterday morning in finding a 7-year-old autistic boy, he was found safe less than a mile from his home. The youngster was discovered in the game room of a fraternity house on Athens. He had strayed away Saturday night from the neighborhood on Dominic between Munson and Westover. And the speed limit is going down on Highway 6 in the Twin Cities. The TxDOT district office in Bryan has announced their crews will start changing signs to 70 miles per hour from the OSR exit to College Station's South City limits starting this morning. This ends almost 4 years of a 75 mile per hour speed limit along the affected 20-mile area. And it's the anniversary of the start of a streak that TxDOT is not proud of.
It's 16 years since we've had a fatality-free day on Texas roadways.
That's right. Every single day since November 7th, 2000, at least one person has been killed in a car crash in Texas. Jody Hodges with TxDOT says despite longtime education efforts, one major reason of car crash fatalities is the lack of seatbelt usage.
If folks will buckle up, that reduces your chances of a fatality in a crash significantly.
Other factors include drunk driving and distracted driving. To mark the anniversary, TxDOT has launched an aggressive campaign called End the Streak on Facebook and Twitter. Andrew Greenstein, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 67 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. We'll have more news at 7 o'clock, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Considerable cloudiness today. There's the potential for some showers and storms, though right now the activity is well to our south and to our east. We're going to be 75 to 80 later today. There may be a shower or thunderstorm into tonight. Overnight lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, occasional sunshine with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Wednesday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I've got your high school football report for the weekend in the Brazos Valley. Also, Coach Kevin Sumlin gives us his take on the Aggs game against Mississippi State on Saturday.
It was also a loss that shook up the college football rankings.
So, yeah, meanwhile, in Aggie volleyball, the team notched a win over Tennessee to increase their win streak to 5 in a row.
Woo-hoo.
And in the NFL, Cowboys fans are probably wanting Tony Romo to stay on the sidelines, considering their win over the Cleveland Browns gives Dallas their best start since 2007.
Wow.
All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I forget who I was talking to. Was telling me that the volleyball, one of the volleyball players is the daughter of the volleyball coach in Syracuse.
Football coach. Yes. So Dino Babers is the head football coach in Syracuse.
Okay. Yeah.
His daughter Jasmine is a redshirt senior on the volleyball team.
And killing it this year.
She's so good.
And
so
he came
good.
Down to see her.
He did. So last week they played Missouri on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And or a couple weeks ago, and it was his bye week. And so he surprised her. He came down, he flew in. And the the rental car company gave him like a 15-passenger van. So when he showed up at her apartment, she thought he was a maintenance man coming to fix like their air conditioning. And so it was like a really cute surprise. She had no idea he was going to be in.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, and they beat Missouri, who was undefeated in conference at the time. Okay. So a great win. And it was really cool.
That's really good. Cool. Yeah, that's kind of a backstory I had not heard.
Well, and a cool backstory even to that is she played at Waco Midway in high school. So she played in Texas, but she always puts her hometown wherever her dad is coaching. So for the first 4 years at A&M, she was from Bowling Green, Indiana, because that's where he had been. Well, literally, he got named Syracuse's head coach with maybe they had just started the NCAA tournament last year. Mm-hmm. And she went to the SID and said, can I get my hometown changed on the roster to Syracuse? And so now it says she's from Syracuse, New York, because it's kind of wherever dad is, home is.
That's kind of fun. That's neat. Because that's what I couldn't make the connection to. I'm going, okay, well, you know, it's a good program, but how do you grab somebody from Syracuse to come down here?
Yeah, she played in Texas, and then he coached at A&M for a while. So there were some connections there.
That's cool.
That's fun. That's good stuff. All right, catching up on business from the last half hour. Here we go.
While the emotion of fear has helped the human race survive, it's also caused a lot of problems. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
In human evolution, fear has played an important role.
It was meant to react to a real threat, a tiger, a tree falling, to give us some extra energy in the moment.
Jamal Yogis, author of the book The Fear Project, says today the things we fear come at us through our TV screens and our computer monitors.
And the primal brain, where fear comes from, it's very near the brain stem, doesn't differentiate between screens and the real world. So chronic stress and fear are common these days, and it's part of why 40 million Americans are suffering from anxiety disorders every year.
When you think about it, fear is really all in your head. It's what you do with it that really matters.
The trick, again, is turning fear around. It's saying, okay, this is normal, this heart rate, this sweat on the skin, this is a natural reaction, and kind of turn it into excitement. Say, okay, I'm giving this speech right now. I might be a little nervous, but I'm excited, and that means I'm going to do well. That means it's going to be fun. So this is what elite athletes do, and this is what performers do, and it's what we everyday people have to learn to do, too, with fear.
Things in your future may seem fearful, but it's important to remember that many of the things we fear never happen. And Jamal recalls an excellent quote.
I think it was Churchill who said, we can't know the future, but the past should give us hope. We've survived so many atrocities as humans where people thought the world would end, and it didn't.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust. Local bank. Local bankers.
Morning, 6:43, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, tomorrow's the election.
Doomsday.
That's something you should know. He says, we can't know the future, but the past should give us hope. Okay, I don't know where that's coming from.
I hope so.
Yeah. Newt Gingrich on Meet the Press yesterday predicted that the that U.S. America will be in a, quote, long and difficult couple of years, no matter who wins tomorrow.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said if she's elected, the criminal investigations will be endless. If he's elected, it'll be like Madison, Wisconsin with Scott Walker. The opposition of the Government Employees Union will be so hostile, so direct, so immediate. There will be continuing fight over who controls the country. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. A strategist for her on Fox News doubted the FBI's email review would hurt her campaign. Okay, what? Like he's going to come on and say it would?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're a strategist. What do you think? Oh, man, this email thing, oh, we're dead in the water. Yeah.
We're doomed. Yeah.
So Rince Priebus, who's the head of the Republican Party, which means it's his job to say we're going to win, yesterday said we're going to win.
Yeah, of course, right.
Okay, it's what you're paid to say. Now, well, I don't do polls much, but I like this guy Nate Silver. Nate Silver used to be part of the Baseball Prospectus.
Okay.
He'd be on Louis's show. He used to be a guest on Louis's show, okay? And he'd talk baseball. Well, then he realized there's a hell of a lot more money to be made in predicting politics than baseball, because nobody really cares about that. So, and he was the one who nailed Obama's election, re-election, 98%.
Yeah.
And then he went off and he started his own group, which is, I think, called 427, like that. Anyway, he yesterday said that she is just one state away from losing the presidential election.
Really?
Appearing on ABC's This Week, he says she still has a 65.7% chance of winning the presidency, but she's not in a terribly safe position. She has about 270 electoral votes, so she's one state away from losing the Electoral College. He said, on this day, I'd rather be in her shoes than in his shoes, but she's not in a terribly safe position. So we'll see. And again, the deal is they know. They already know who's going to win.
Those absolutely.
People, they've polled it. They know who's going to win. And it's interesting that they are both going to be in three common states, I think, today. Virginia, North Carolina, and Michigan. Okay. So that tells you something right there.
Shows you where the focus is right now for them.
Those states must be in play for that to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, aside from that. So, and then we'll see what happens.
Oh.
We'll have election coverage tomorrow night, brought to you by Prosperity Bank.
Either way, we're in for a rough couple of years,
well,
apparently.
That's what Nudie Poo says. And so I suppose that's probably right. And, you know, that's just the beginning of the 2 years. Then what happens after that is a whole nother kettle of fish. And,
oh, indeed.
Yeah, and as they say, you know, if the down ticket is, if the House and the Senate continue to be Republican and we have a Democrat president, then that's going to be a roadblock. And, you know, I don't know. We'll just and we probably won't know until like Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's not like we'll know tomorrow night. So.
No. Yeah.
All right. That's enough. It's 6:46.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 12th, learn about managing show turkeys. Being successful with turkey projects means doing the little things and managing your birds. A great class for youth exhibitors, parents, and advisors this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
An attractive walk can be one of the most pleasing parts of any home landscape. Whether it's the main point of entry for all of your guests or a simple garden path through the backyard, a walk is a strong visual part of the design. Too often, we merely take what we've been given when we bought our house, never entertaining the idea of adding walks to our plantings. I'm going to talk about getting around in the garden, how you can add new walks right after this important message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. Most houses came factory equipped with a simple concrete walk running from the street straight up to the front door. Now, if yours isn't especially functional, don't feel like it's permanent. A walk can be removed in a half a day, and then you can replace it with something much more functional, much more beautiful. Of course, we still use concrete, but maybe in a sweeping curve. That can be nice, just simple concrete, but in a more interesting design, or exposed aggregate that's been used for decades. Brick walks are beautiful. You need to choose one that either matches the brick of your house exactly or one that is at least complementary to it. Be certain that your bricks are hard-fired pavers, actually intended for use on or in the ground. Brick walks will be more stable if you put the pavers on their sides rather than on their flat edges. It'll take more pavers, but the look and solid footing will both justify the expense. Interlocking concrete pavers provide the durability of concrete with the good looks of bricks. They're fabulous. That's what we have at our home. They're formed under great pressure, so they hold up very well. They nestle together, so they form a single solid surface, yet they don't crack and break like bigger slabs of concrete inevitably will do. Best of all, you can lift and then reset them as needs arise. Flagstone walks are gorgeous. In fact, they're the most natural look you can attain. Try to use stones that look somewhat comfortable in your area. Visit a stone yard and look at the options, talk to that vendor, and get ideas. For lesser traveled walks, you might even consider a garden pathway of fine pea gravel, or you could use some kind of other gravel, or finely ground pine bark mulch. A lot of people use decomposed granite as their pathway material. They give you a natural look to your landscape without requiring extensive groundwork. Green metal edging can easily be fit to hold them in place. Line the path with mondo grass, English ivy, or other sprawling plant to conceal the unnatural edges. The plant choice, of course, depends on the amount of sun that you might have. If you're going to be putting any kind of pavers or stones down, you need to prepare a bed of packed sand. It needs to be about 2 inches deep, and you want to have the paver slightly above the surrounding grade. Not enough that you could twist an ankle if you stepped off it, but at least high enough that it won't be underwater when you have heavy rains. I'm Neil Sperry. Garden arbors will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, in high school football over the weekend, A&M Consolidated took down Rutter 59-20. Meanwhile, Bryan lost to Temple 37-34. College Station still undefeated as they took down C.E. King 56-7. Meanwhile, Navasota fell to Little Cypress Mauriceville 42-41. Buffalo beat Hearn 30-13. And St. Joseph Catholic was blanked by Brazos Christian 62-0. Meanwhile, in college football, Mississippi State used a dominant ground game to upset number 7 Texas A&M 35-28 on Saturday. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the loss.
We got whipped. You know, it's hard when, you know, what we want to do and the two areas that we had put an emphasis on in the offseason and really throughout the year, they just came down to it. Mississippi State did a lot better job at running the ball. You know, we couldn't stop the run today, and we couldn't run it. And so those are the numbers.
It was a stunning win for Mississippi State, which was coming off an uninspiring 56-41 win over lower-level Stanford. Meanwhile, it was an equally stunning loss for Texas A&M. The Aggies were ranked number 4 in the first college football playoff rankings released on Tuesday. The Aggs are still in the top 10 barely after the loss, falling 3 spots. Baylor took the biggest tumble in the poll from 13th to 25th after its loss to TCU. The Aggs next face Ole Miss on Saturday at Kyle Field at 6:30 p.m. Pregame will be at 5:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in The Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, speaking of the Ole Miss Rebels, quarterback Chad Kelly's collegiate career has come to an end. The school announced Sunday that the senior suffered a torn ACL and torn lateral meniscus in his knee during the Rebels' 37-27 win over Georgia Southern on Saturday. He'll undergo season-ending surgery this coming week. In A&M volleyball, the Maroon and White won their 5th consecutive match and also notched their 10th victory over the last 11 matches as they defeated Tennessee Sunday afternoon at Reed Arena. Senior middle blocker Jasmine Babers broke the all-time school record for career block assists during the match, finishing with 7 block assists and a match-high 9 total blocks to give her 458 block assists for her career. The Aggs next take on Mississippi State on Friday at 5 p.m. In A&M softball, the team defeated Stephen F. Austin 14-0 in 5 innings Saturday afternoon at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggies return to action in the Maroon and White Series beginning Tuesday at 4 p.m. The games will be free to the public at the Aggie Softball Complex. In the NFL,
second and goal at the 2. Prescott under center. Play fake to Zeke, standing looking. Oh, flip fade, left side of the end zone, Escobar. Touchdown.
Dak Prescott continues to shine. The rookie threw 3 touchdown passes as the Dallas Cowboys beat the still winless Cleveland Browns yesterday 35-10. Fellow rookie Ezekiel Elliott rushed for 92 yards and also scored twice. The Cowboys are off to their best start since 2007. Meanwhile, in the NBA, Harrison Barnes scored a career-high 34 points as Dallas won its first game of the season, 86-75, over the Milwaukee Bucks. J.J. Barea also scored 21 points in the Mavericks' win, including 5 in overtime. In Major League Baseball, the Chicago Cubs have declined a 15-game option for Josh Hamill for the 2017 season, opening a spot in their rotation and making the right-hander one of the top starters on the free agent market. The World Series champions declined the $12 million option, and Hamill gets a $2 million buyout. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA-28101C.
This is Governor Greg Abbott. This election is about more than just the next president. Now more than ever, Texas must lead the way. But I can't do it alone. I need leaders by my side ready to fight for Texas values. That is why I need you to get out and vote Republican up and down at the ballot. Election Day is this Tuesday, November the 8th. Go to VoteEarlyTexas.com to find out where you can vote for Texas Republicans. Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you have missing or failing teeth, All on 4 Dental Implants by Dr. Michael Reese will give you a complete set of new teeth in one day at one location at an all-inclusive price. Attend our free seminar to learn more about All on 4, see actual patient results, get your questions answered, and enjoy complimentary food. All on 4, the new choice for all new teeth in just one day. Register at drreese.com or 846-6515.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the mid-90s, Tommy Tuberville was here. He was on the staff at football, and of course Tom Turbyville was working here, and they had great fun with the similarities of their name. Tommy in the headlines for all the wrong reasons today. Well, actually over the weekend, he's walking in after after Cincinnati, the team he's the head coach of, lost at home to Brigham Young 20-3. There's a guy who yells at him, says, "Hey, Tommy, you're stealing. You're stealing from this university. You're stealing." Tommy told him to go to hell.
Wow.
So that means the athletic director then has to get involved, to which he said,